When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 34 of Dare to Be. Our title for today is The Fourth Man in the Fire. Elevation Worship and Chris Brown once sang, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood, and what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never let me fail." Our text for today is Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 and 25. "Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, 'Did we not cast three men bound into the fire?' They answered and said to the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'But I see four men, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods.'" Multiple miracles occurred after King Nebuchadnezzar threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. The first miracle is that the fire only burned off the ropes that had bound them. God not only freed them from the blaze, but He also freed them from their bondage. A second miracle is that the fire did not consume them. The same fire that burned off their restraints did not burn their flesh. Lehman Strauss declares, "The faithful three were walking about calmly in the flames, unbound and unburned. Through the opening in the furnace, the king witnessed with astonishment a demonstration of the power of the only true God. The flames had burned off the bonds, but did not so much as singe a hair on the heads of God's loyal subjects. Here was a mighty and miraculous deliverance." A third miracle was that they were walking around in the fire. John Walvoord writes, "They were free, unhurt, and walking around in the heat and flames, making no attempt to come out." These three men were not looking for a way of escape, as they were content to walk around in the fire. The fourth miracle was the greatest. There was a fourth man in the fire with the three Hebrews. Walvoord states, "Nebuchadnezzar apparently was able to observe the interior of the furnace from a safe distance. What he saw, however, brought him to complete astonishment. He could not believe his eyes, and in his excitement stood up and asked his famous question in verse 24. Yes, three men had been thrown into the furnace, but Nebuchadnezzar saw four men. Most astounding of all was Nebuchadnezzar's statement that the appearance of the fourth man is like a son of the gods." So who is the fourth person in the fire? Lehman Strauss shares this profound answer. "I am fully convinced that He was the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. There seems to be no question about this being a pre-incarnate manifestation, a theophanic appearance of the Son of God. There are several such theophanies in the Old Testament. That fourth person was He who said, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, in John chapter 16, verse 33. In a moment, when his devoted followers needed him, the eternal God descended to earth to be their companion and protector in the flames. Jesus Christ met them in the fire and walked with them through their fiery trial. Likewise, Jesus honors those who faithfully stand up for God when the majority are bowing down to the idols of this world. I would rather be in the fire with my Savior than anywhere else without Him. Some questions to consider. How do the miracles found in these verses motivate you to dare to be one who stands up for God? What are your thoughts about Jesus Christ appearing in the Old Testament to walk with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego through the fire? And finally, at some point today, listen to the song, Trust in God, by Elevation Worship. Write down what happens in your worship experience with the Lord. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.